If calls for the wind tower are successful, a 110-foot-high shaft with 25-foot-wide propeller blades would be installed near the Wanakee High School. The $100,000 project could be funded with grants and generate 45 kilowatts for school operations. But Wanakee physics teacher Stephen Bauer says the main selling point is the tower's educational potential.
Rather than a PowerPoint presentation or slideshow, the kids could actually go out and see this windmill in action, and then the electricity would be monitored, and then we'd know exactly how much is being produced. The students are really anxious to know more about the alternatives out there because they understand that oil is a finite resource, and they understand that nuclear power has its drawbacks, and renewable energy is really exciting for them.
Bauer is the driving force behind the wind tower proposal. He says so far, Wanakee school officials and utility representatives have shown a great deal of interest in the project. A series of public meetings are planned for the fall, where Wanakee residents can express their support or concerns for the venture. Some people have worried that the wind tower could interfere with the local airport's operations or lower property values. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.